Welcome to Liberty Affairs. We have all heard and read horror stories over the last couple of months about corporate hospitals charging lakhs of rupees for COVID treatment and bankrupting the patients. Ambulances charging tens of thousands of rupees for a short haul. Oxygen suppliers ripping people off. Even when families cremate their loved ones, corporates are offering exorbitantly priced packages. People wondered if there is no end to corporate greed and exploitation. But hold your horses right there. I am going to argue that high prices are a necessary evil. They benefit us more than they hurt us. Let us see how. During natural disasters and epidemics, why do prices of certain products and services go through the roof? Prices go up because there are 5 patients who need a bed, but only 1 is available. When 5 people are asking for a bed, who will the hospital give the bed to? The one who pays the most. There are 5 people who need an ambulance, yet there is only 1 available. Who does the ambulance owner offer his service to? To the one who pays the highest. Government responds to the citizens' hue and cry over corporate greed and imposes price caps and threatens corporate violators with fines and jail. But does that really solve the problem? Remember, the real problem is 5 patients to 1 bed and 5 patients to 1 ambulance. Yes, thanks to price caps, I admit that one of these 5 patients might get a bed at a reasonable price. But wait a minute. Has this solved the real problem, which is scarcity of hospital beds and ambulances? Not really. There still are 4 people without a bed and 4 people without access to an ambulance. So what did the government price cap really achieve? Not much, other than giving a false impression to the citizens that they have been rescued from evil corporations. Today, I will argue that government-imposed price caps will hurt us more than they help us. I will argue that we should let businesses charge whatever they want for the services they provide, and this is the best way to mitigate the problem of scarcity in times of crises like the current one. I have chosen 4 price gouging controversies that have made news in the last couple of months. Corporate hospitals, ambulances, oxygen suppliers, and cremation services. Let us start with corporate hospital price gouging. During the first and the second waves of the pandemic, corporate hospitals were typically charging anywhere between 3 to 6 lakh rupees per patient. Critically ill patients on ventilators who spent a couple of weeks in the ICU had to cough up anywhere from 10 to 20 lakh rupees in Hyderabad. As people raised a hue and cry, Telangana government was mulling to take over 50% of the beds, similar to Mumbai, which has taken over 80% of private hospital beds. Even before the government acted, the private healthcare system started innovating and evolving to deal with the COVID crisis. Let us see how. Riding high on COVID outbreak, corporate hospitals in Hyderabad were raking in good money. Seeing the windfall profits being made by the large corporate hospitals, smaller hospitals and nursing homes transformed themselves into COVID hospitals and started treating patients for less than half of what the corporate hospitals were charging. Large hospitals sensed stiff competition from smaller players and realized that customers are seeking lower cost solutions. So what did the corporate hospitals do? Corporate hospitals came up with a newer, cheaper model. They entered into a tie-up with Star Hotels that have shut down during the pandemic. For patients not needing an ICU, COVID hotels turned out to be a great low-cost option. Cost of treatment in a COVID hotel? Less than that of a nursing home, 5,000 to 10,000 rupees a day, depending on the star rating of the hotel. Private innovation didn't end there. Medical fraternity quickly realized that over 90% of COVID patients will experience mild symptoms and do not even require a hospital admission. To treat this vast untapped population, many large corporate hospitals started offering online treatment packages. The starting price of these packages is as low as 4,000 rupees. Patients subscribing to this package get a COVID kit with necessary medicine, pulse oximeter, thermometer, gloves, N95 mask, and a daily Zoom call consultation with qualified doctors and nurses. So far, what have we learned from this experience? 1. Price gouging invites competition, which leads to increased availability of treatment facilities. As we have seen, profits made by the big hospitals attracted smaller hospitals and nursing homes to enter the COVID treatment race. To the contrary, government price caps don't increase the supply of beds. In fact, price caps have a reverse effect. They reduce bed capacity because hospitals, instead of treating COVID patients, they prefer more lucrative treatments like heart surgeries and cancer treatment. What increased the COVID bed capacity in the private sector is competition among service providers. It is the profit-seeking nature of the business that has added additional beds. Number 2, another effect of price gouging is optimal use of treatment resources. High cost ensures that scarce resources are used by those who really need them, meaning those that are critically ill. Would you spend lakhs of rupees on COVID treatment if your symptoms are mild? No. But you may run to the hospital if the treatment is free or costs just a few thousand rupees. When non-critical patients occupy hospital beds, patients with acute needs will not find a bed. Number 3 lesson. Price gouging invites substitute products like COVID hotels and home online treatment packages. It is the lure of profit that resulted in all this innovation. Government interference in market operations is almost always detrimental to the public. Price caps lead to scarcity as the incentive to expand and innovate is lost. On the other hand, if you leave the market alone, competition leads to increased supply, lower cost of treatment, and emergence of substitute products. Telangana by no means was a free market. KCR's government did impose price caps and regulated hospitals. But it had the wisdom to not wreck the entire healthcare system as Bombay did.